approach. Because I think that what the board member should be doing is rather standing back and demanding papers out of the process, rather than enforcing the continuing chaos which allows everybody to require everybody to be on every email and to be up to date with everything in order to talk about anything.
Yeah.
And you know, this is chaotic.
Yeah. I think
the best service our new board members could do, given that they don't represent us, but they are from the constituency, is to be just a little bit more formally demanding of the constituency. And say, no, I don't listen to the GA list. You know, it's none of my business. I'm not on the council list. But when the council invites me to participate in something or sends me an email with for my opinion or comment, of course I'm available at all times.
Right.
Yeah? So, and I'm just about to, I'm just editing that email and about to send it off. So that would be my attitude.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that it was raised by, I think it's Richard who raised the COVID answer. So, like, I know other people have, I'm not sure about Amadeo. I think he'd also requested, I'm not sure if he'd requested the cessation of names come across, but he had asked, as had Jonathan, to be including a mailing list. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So. Well, I don't think, I have no objection, but I don't think it's proven. Dennis Jennings here. We have Victoria Carrington on the line. Who else have we got?
Elizabeth online. Good morning.
Hello, Elizabeth. You have a tremendous echo on your line, or maybe some other line. Who else is there?
This is YJ.
Hello, YJ. Welcome.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, we have one of you. Is there anybody else there?
Oh, Dennis, I will disconnect and reconnect.
Would you mind, Elizabeth, because
yes, I do. I understand.
YJ?
Yes.
Are we still at the echo? I think it may be your line, YJ.
Oh, really? I do.
Would you call it again?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. So Victoria, what is your status then? Are you elected as the?
No, I'm still the. I think you're. What was your first interim ad hoc replacement? The IPC has not had a chance to have its a meeting yet to, I guess, elect or come up with a procedure for formally replacing.
Right.
So we're actually supposed to have a call on Thursday, which is tomorrow actually. So hopefully this will be discussed. And then something will be finalized. I won't imagine it's me, obviously, but I guess to the extent that if, again, this would probably have to be something that Ames Council looks at. If to the extent that any vote has to be taken at the election, I can stand in for that. If for the rest of it, it's decided that, you know, Caroline and Ted is sufficient at that time.
Well, again, I don't think we'd be calling for votes other than one ratification vote.